In my Common English Bible, this section of Micah is called A Peaceable World. Micah is describing what heaven's peaceable world looks like. How do we make peace? How do we join God in creating a peaceable world? How are we swimming upstream, doing the hard work of going against the grain, against the wider culture, making good trouble and being subversive to make peace? I'm going to focus on the last part of Micah's message. And as I do so, we're passing around some tools and jewelry made from guns by Raw Tools. Again, let these words wash over you or paint pictures for you and hold the metal that was once used to destroy and feel the beauty of its new peaceable nature. They will beat their swords into iron plows and their spears into pruning tools. Nation will not take up sword against nation. They will no longer learn how to make war. All will sit underneath their own grapevines, under their own fig trees. There will be no one to terrify them, for the mouth of the Lord of heavenly forces has spoken. Gloria Anzaldúa was a Chicana feminist who studied what life looked like on the margins and in the cracks in between our society. And she published a book called This Bridge Called My Back, Writings by Radical Women of Color in 1981. Out of her work, she developed a theory of spiritual activism. And when I first learned about the idea of spiritual activism, here's what I wrote. Spiritual activism is internal transformation that begets societal change, that begets more internal transformation. Spiritual activism allows us to transcend our identity-forming boundaries and model radical inclusivity, which dismantles walls by building bridges. I think often about my own social location and the privilege it affords me. I want to be very aware of my whiteness and how that interrupts my ability to practice solidarity. I feel like one of the toughest areas of difference for me to transcend is difference in age. Though I work often with people 20 or more years older than me, I struggle to understand them and I struggle to feel understood by them. I wonder how I might transcend the identity-forming boundary of generational differences. I wonder how spiritual connection might help foster this transformation. Uh-oh. They let me back in the pulpit. And here I am again, telling you to listen to and learn from and connect with young people, which is important, but it's not my whole point today. Here's what I'm getting at. Transforming and transcending boundaries for the sake of peace, that sounds like the world that Micah sees. All will sit under their own grapevines, under their own fig trees. There will be no one to terrify them, for the mouth of the Lord of heavenly forces has spoken. Here in the tradition of the United Church of Christ, we believe that God is still speaking. How are we listening? For me, my spirituality is impossible to separate from the way I show up in the world. The Word of God moves with me. And as I transform internally, I change the world around me, and then I'm transformed again. This is the act of co-creating a peaceable world, of listening and reworking and transcending and transforming, of dismantling walls, of building bridges, of making peace. Amen.